The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Also, stream the audio on that website too. Please patronize the advertisers on the radio stations or the stream. Thank you for listening.
Dwayne says,
hi, Dwayne.
Stop with the nacho talk.
Oh, is he hungry?
Well, I talked with Dwayne yesterday. He's a frequent contributor,
right,
and a Facebook friend of mine, and I saw on his post, he posted on his page, he had the big one. He had the Widowmaker.
Bad heart attack. Got it. All right.
He died twice on the table.
Whoa.
And made it back.
And now Is it because of cheese?
It could have been because of the nacho cheese.
He ate bad stuff? Okay.
Well,
you don't drink out of the faucet, the cheese. We're talking
the cheese fountain.
Right,
yeah,
right out of the cheese dispenser.
You don't. We all enjoy.
Can't wheeze that juice.
We all enjoy crappy food once in a while. That's why we, you know.
But they fixed him up, right, put a stent in, and sent him home. Right. He didn't even stay there very long.
No, wheezing the juice. And he's on a no nacho mandate?
Yeah, probably for the rest of his life.
That does suck.
I don't know how old he is, but when I talked to him, there's nothing in the family history.
I mean, it's probably just food then, right? Bad food?
Well, he
ignored. No family history?
Yeah. Heartburn, shortness of breath. Those he kind of ignored those
symptoms.
Smoker?
Big-time smoker?
I didn't ask him about that.
Right.
But that's certainly a contributing factor. He's listening now, so he can answer any questions.
He did the Chris Farley at the Bears table there. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's a baker's dozen.
I don't know. I'm thinking if you have the Widowmaker, you pretty much just fall over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not terrifying.
No.
Well, let's see. Mike Pence's Lemon Party had Jerry Stiller.
Yeah.
In the Deadpool, as did... Oh, God. That's horrible.
Can you read it?
As did something, someone that you really don't want to say now?
Yeah, I don't want to say...
Read it.
I don't want to say Miscarriage Reveal Party.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nor do I want to say Mitch and Rudy Eat Orange Booty. Morally Challenged gets a hit. I'm not going to say that one, but let's see. My Nuts Itch.
Right.
My Teacher's...
Well, don't say that.
You said Miscarriage Reveal Party also, but I'm not going to say this one.
That, right. My Teacher's Fun Bags gets a hit.
Yes.
As does Necro Curious.
Yeah.
Nip-Tuck Uranus gets a hit. Old Mud Butt Chug gets a hit. Packin' Todd's Prison Purse gets a hit.
Wow. I'm flattered.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not going to say that Philip thing. Let's see. Wouldn't say that.
Got it.
Let's see. Placenta Panini gets a hit, as does Poop Shoot Boogie. And Puss's Pig Farm.
Ah, damn.
And Puss's Farm Pigs.
All right.
Those poor pigs.
They get a hit with Jerry Stiller. As does Rear Burger with Cheese. Roger's got hooker money.
Yes,
thinking about Roger. Hope he's doing okay.
He does.
And Russian Oil Change. Getting a hit with Jerry Stiller. No leaderboard change, by the way.
Yeah, even after Stiller and Little Richard, no leaderboard change.
Huh? That's right.
All right.
So, what's up with Mike Tyson? Is he back?
Yeah, the film of him... I heard a great, I was telling you about this off the air. I was watching Max Kellerman, who's a boxing expert.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he really is. So I just defer to him. And it shows Mike Tyson training and everybody.
It's a 21-second clip showing him throwing power punches right. with his trainer. Then he turns to the camera and says, "I'm back."
So he's obviously in shape for his age. He's 53, and he's whipping his. And everybody just keeps saying, "Wow, wow, wow." Kellerman had a great point. He said, "You got to remember, the last time he fought was 15 years ago. He was in shape then. He was outpointed by another guy."
That's
so
right.
Watching a guy swing and being in great shape at 53 are totally different than watching a guy in a ring.
Right.
Fighting a guy 30 years younger than he is.
Right.
You know? But, I mean, I'd watch it. We'd all pay for it.
Well, there are also talks about exhibitions
Does he need the cash right now?
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, I know he blew a lot of money.
Maybe getting involved in an exhibition.
Are you a,
maybe.
If you're Evander Holyfield, are you getting back in the ring with him? Look. Bite my ear
now's
off
your,
once.
Yeah. Now's
shame
your
on
chance
you.
To beat him, though.
Shame on me. He bites your ear off the second time. I love Mike Tyson. I paid to watch that. We'd all watch that.
I like the
but
memes
just
going around.
Just watching him swing and punch people.
Of Evander Holyfield because he's unable to wear a mask.
Oh, I saw that, too.
latch onto the one ear.
He's like Van Gogh.
Yeah, it's funny.
And Holyfield pissed away all his money, too.
Apparently he did, but I think he had. Who knows?
He needs a grill. And it's amazing to watch Mike.
It is cool.
I mean, he's still fast, man.
Fast as hell.
Holy cow.
Fast as hell. But right.
Just landing those punches like nobody's business.
Right. But again, he's just punching the trainer.
Right.
He says the rep says, yeah.
Punching the trainer.
Last night.
Tyson's rep says he's just staying in shape and has no matches lined up.
Oh, good. Good. He is in shape.
Yeah.
Well, now would be the perfect time for a pay-per-view.
Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah. That's where they draw the bulk of their money. It's not from ticket sales. I mean, they will fill an arena, but
I hope it's not Holyfield. I saw him on TV sometime
recently.
He's
kind of punchy, isn't he? Yeah.
He was offering some commentary on some upcoming fight, right. And it was rough to watch.
Plus, Holyfield might not be as in shape as Mike Tyson is. Why would he go into the ring and get his ass kicked?
Well, I saw some video of him, too.
Oh, he's fighting, too? He's been boxing.
He was training, too, and looking good. But again, he's talking about guys in their 50s.
Right. I'd much rather see that, because these guys are going to fight. Those two, Mountain, the guy that broke the... That guy, the guy whose record he broke for deadlift, those guys are going to fight. Boxing.
Wow.
Yeah. And they're just big hawking weightlifters, so they might be swinging awkward, but it's still pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
They're some big boys, those two dudes. I can't remember the other guy's name.
I wish they wouldn't.
Shaw, I think is
I wish they'd go
name?
MMA rather than
yeah,
box.
Yeah, I'd rather just see them wrestle and kick each other.
But they might just fall over and not be able to get up.
Exactly. Because they're just full of juice and lifting dead weights, 1,000 pounds,
Facebook announcing they put misinformation warning labels on 50 million pieces of content over just the course of a month. They fact-check posts and articles.
Yeah, but that's what they do when you put out the truth.
They fact-check posts and articles to stop the spread of false information about the virus. It's part of a bigger effort to enforce content policies that ban things like nudity and bullying. Facebook releases their comprehensive report of blocked material twice a year. They say they will continue to record coronavirus misinformation
as part of
that.
I saw that same meme that people would like to share, You should stop yelling at people for having different opinions. We're not talking about your football team. We're talking about science.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made this to meet chicks, right? Didn't they invent Facebook to hook up with chicks?
Yes, mm-hmm. On campus, right?
Little idea.
The original one.
Yeah. Had no idea what a Pandora's box they were opening
oh,
up.
Oh, you're right. That's
Holy
what it
God.
Is.
Oh, they were looking for Pandora's box.
They were.
Yeah, they were originally.
To be fair.
Right.
They opened it.
Yeah, and look what
Pandora
came out.
Pandora was in that 9 a.m. English lit class.
The guy you didn't care about in high school, 30 years later, you find out he's an asshat.
But social media.
That is it.
Has just become a cesspool of misinformation.
Cesspool.
And I love the people on social media bitching about the mainstream media.
Oh, my God.
They have no idea what they're participating
are.
In is the media.
Right.
They have become the media. And they're way more irresponsible. Because at least the mainstream media has people they have to answer to. The networks have to answer to the FCC. You can't just get on and tell lies because there are consequences for that.
Well, but Fox can.
You can broadcast them.
Yeah. Fox does, yeah.
Well, they can couch that like on an opinion show.
Right, exactly, right.
And that's how, you know, because Fox actually does very little news, just straight up news programming, unless you go to Fox Business or something like that.
Yeah, but Laura Ingraham, they're just spewing.
But people perceive those, they think they're newscasters. They think they're broadcasting news when they're just talking out of their ass and spewing opinions. Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, all opinion shows.
Racist, racist, racist.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
An 11-year-old skateboarder from Brazil.
Brazil?
Yes. Guy Curry has completed...
Names are kids Guy anymore.
Well, it's G-U-I. That's Guy. I might be able to...
Say it right. That's Guy from Brazil.
There was a hockey player named Guy Lafleur.
There was Guy.
I remember.
But that
that's
was spelled Guy.
Yeah, G-U-I.
Yeah, this is G-U-I as opposed to Y.
Okay.
And it the pronouncer here says Guy.
I'm sure it's Guy.
Curry completed skateboarding's first ever 1080. On a vertical ramp.
Wow.
He's 11.
How many is that?
Three complete rotations in the air.
Yeah, three 360s.
I remember, what was it, 95 or 94 or something when Tony Hawk threw the 900. That was the first time that that was 2.5.
It's been more than 2 decades since Tony Hawk did the first 900.
Or was that early 2000s? Yeah.
How come nobody's tried it since then? Or they have?
It's hard.
I'm sure that,
I know it's really hard. He's so small, probably, this kid, and just
incredibly. Well, this kid keeps getting better and better and better and better.
He's 11?
Yeah, he's 11. Wow. So now his, you know, he's on people's radar anyway. He keeps sending videos to all these people of, you know, his first 900, his first this, his first that. So they're aware of him. And so now he's done this 11, you know, whatever it is.
1080.
Yeah.
He just
almost
blew
11.
It out of the water.
How many times do you have to?
And no one's ever done that.
Yeah, when you're practicing to get good at that, how many times you got to bash your head in?
Well,
hundreds.
They do those in ball pits.
Yeah,
they go up and do it, and they try it, and they do it into a ball pit first.
Yeah,
and then they eventually, then they're gonna fall. Eventually, trying.
Yeah, but then
they still have to land eventually.
Sticking the landing is the hard part.
Yeah, but originally they try those flips in ball pits all the time.
I just like that he's probably sponsored by Red Bull before it's responsible for him to drink them.
Right.
It's 11 years old.
Right. Yeah, because I know a lot of when you're doing the trick skiing, they'll do the flips and land in water.
They even do that with motorcycles,
when they're practicing that.
Motorcycle jumps. You'll flip those motorcycles right into these foam ball pits, you know?
Yeah. Costco selling a baseball signed by Babe Ruth. So, you know, go to your local Costco, pick that up.
Do you get 12 of them? Yeah, you got a whole pallet?
Got to wear a mask, though.
There's one. It'll cost you $30,000.
How many of these? What? Okay. Which Costco?
Yeah,
I said Costco.
The one near you.
Someone's going to walk in and say, I want to buy Babe Ruth. Oh, there's a pallet of them over there.
The one near you.
Yeah.
Think nothing of it.
That's weird.
$30,000.
A little bit more from the Men's Health 2020 Sex in America survey.
Oh, we're not done with this yet.
A little bit more from that.
So we can go home and get shredded here about 10.
We always like the sex surveys. Central.
People were asked, how experimental is your sex life? And, you know, again.
Butt plug?
That is subjective.
Yeah, it is.
Depending on what you know about.
Doggy might be experimental to some people.
Yeah, it depends upon what you've tried before.
That's right.
Depends upon what is normal.
But it doesn't matter. 52% of us say, am I experimental? It depends on my mood and who I'm with. 34%, about a third of us, just say, vanilla, let it go. And 13% of us say, yeah, I'll try it. what you got? I'll try it. Yeah.
I've always read that as you progress in a relationship, you should get more experimental.
Wherever you want to put that finger is fine.
You should try freakier stuff.
Like we haven't heard that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it works the other way because 20-somethings, 24% of them say that they're vanilla. However, people over 50, 46% of them say that they are vanilla.
Yeah.
They're just setting their ways.
Well, they're getting off.
Mm-hmm.
Shredding hopefully.
That. Shredding that.
Hopefully. We heard earlier in a previous version of this that not everybody does all the time.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I were to... like bring stuff up to my wife or just even try something new out of the blue, it'd either be like, where'd you learn that?
Like,
I've been watching some crazy videos.
Craig.
See, I'm probably Craig.
Yeah.
I wouldn't question.
No, but you could watch something and try it, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah. But if that answer that it depends on who's it with, if I was like, hey, you want to try this?
My wife
was
like,
with you? Like, yeah, with me.
Tossing a salad.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, have you brought that up?
I wouldn't ask what you're doing. I'd say, yeah, go for it.
They asked men specifically about sex toys. And
well, what's more fun than a bag of dildos?
Nothing.
And apparently most men don't have any sex toys.
Yeah, I really don't.
The highest
for me, no.
The highest percentage of 51% of men in their 30s have some sort of sex toy.
Some sort of C-ring laying around?
Yeah, other than that, it's 44% of guys in their 20s, 43 in their 40s, 36% in their 50s. Guys in their 40s are most likely to own a prostate massager.
Oh, we did even, see. I would own that one we talked about. You showed
the,
me.
Yeah, the...
on your screen.
What about those... what do they call the devices they use for sounding? Which doesn't sound fun at all.
That would be a sex toy.
That sounds horrible. Rod. That's what they call that.
Yeah, you put a rod in your junk, right?
I mean, we go in ways when it comes to the pegging talk, but apparently there's a lot of guys out there who enjoy getting pegged.
I'd rather get pegged and sounded.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah. Low bar.
Not even a choice.
Low bar.
No choice. Peg me all night.
Yeah.
No more sounding.
I might have talked over that.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely check.
You got to check. Yeah.
I think you're also forgetting the fleshlights. I bet that's a
common. I don't have
well,
if,
yeah.
if dudes are going to own a sex toy, that's probably
that'd be
one
it,
of
that'd
them.
Be
no,
it.
No, yeah. no. It's penis rings, prostate massagers, and butt plugs.
Okay.
In the morning.
How would you even size a penis ring?
Yeah, you're right. You have to go to the store. And
are they
say,
adjustable?
They bring them out in one of those big felt things. This will fit you. Let me see. You lay your junk out there.
Like a jeweler?
Yeah,
like
a jeweler.
Yeah.
That's probably like a socket set. You buy a variety of sizes.
Right, because
then you're just disappointed that you haven't put the bigger ones.
Yeah, plus it's probably like a socket set.
Then it's just like that.
But it's just like that.
But the ring has to go on before it's angry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And not choke you when it's angry.
Oh,
unless that's what you're into.
Yeah, the size would be suited. Like,
you got to size that carefully.
Super important.
Does that include a Prince Albert? Because Puss has one of those.
That would be more of a piercing than a sex toy.
That's a piercing, right?
And guys who have the Prince Albert, does that help them in any way, shape, or form?
Puss? You said, yeah, it does.
It might help out the receiver.
Right. Rubbing the right area.
Oh, but, that's what the... So they do it...
but I'm not sure.
As an act of selflessness.
I guess so, yeah.
Or just because you're a freak.
Are there any piercings for the sack?
Yeah, I've seen those. Not in person.
Really?
Yeah, right down the bottom of the sack. Bunch of look like little earrings.
I am not familiar.
Yeah, they do that. Just Google that.
Put some studs in there.
Yeah.
Just Google that.
Get traction.
A little hoop earring.
Does that have a name?
Sack piercing, I guess.
Awful. Yeah, and by the way, if you don't know what sounding is, Google it. Don't call me and ask. Yeah, yeah. It's just
is that what you're on the phone with?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah, I got that question.
Right.
And then, Jesus.
They said, oh, yeah, peg me, and then hung up. Yeah.
They were not interested.
No.
Said, just Google it and go down that rabbit hole.
No, we
enjoy.
Had a story. Remember the guy had to sound himself for his girlfriend or his girlfriend's friend?
About a month or two ago.
Yeah.
It was at a barbecue.
Yeah, that's right.
Or I guess that's where the conversation started. I don't know if they did it right there at the picnic table.
Hell of a barbecue.
Dad, what are you doing? I'm sounding for your aunt.
I'm proving a point. Said I could.
Somebody else is going to have to flip those burgers. I can't stand up right now.
Oh, my God.
Like when the women get the piercings. Does that help them? Or
they,
does it...
They say that it does.
Help the one receiving.
You mean in the tongue?
No. No, down below.
Oh, that helps them.
They say that helps them.
Don't they always say that's a danger, though? That it's like if it's in the C down there on the woman? The CL, I should say.
To be a little clearer.
Yeah, exactly. That there's a point where it can go wrong and you can be numb down there.
I've
heard those stories.
It is a bundle of nerves, right. So I would think that piercing could go bad, and you might lose all sensation.
Yeah, I don't think you want to risk that, you know.
I think it helps for dudes as far as, like, locating things.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah. Right. That's a good
kind
point.
Of a bullseye.
That's
Yeah, I've always wanted Christy to get one of those temporary tongue studs. I don't know if they make them temporary.
Yep. Well, she'll be glad to hear you say that on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's in your house between you two.
In the middle
of
me getting torn up.
Oh, yeah. All right, shred that today if you get a chance. TNTRadioEmpire.com is the website for the podcast and the streaming.
Yeah, you shred that if you can.
Yes, you can.
Tear it up.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe. Wear a freaking mask.
Ben Roy tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.